to go back and burn it in Yerushalayim. So what do you see the Rashi Alma on the Yutai? Even though the person only realized he took a small amount of meat with him outside. Still we say he's supposed to go back and burn it in Yerushalayim. And it says where? Chayzer v'sarfel lefnei habiron. And it says meyatzei amarochem. You're supposed to go back to Yerushalayim and go back up to the base of Mikdash and burn your small amount of meat that you took with you out of Yerushalayim. Bring it back inside and burn it there. So you see clearly, even a small amount of meat, still you're allowed to bring back, or you're supposed to bring back and burn in Yerushalayim. And here now Mishnah says no. It says if you have a small amount of meat, then you burn it wherever you are. Burn it by your chutzre in your own backyard, but don't come back to the base of Mikdash. And here it says no, even though it's a smaller pound of meat, still you're supposed to come back and burn it in the base of Mikdash. Amar Rav Chama bar Rukfa. Loi kash, I tell you there's no theory here. Kan b'achsanoi, kan b'bala bayis. Two different type of people. Achsanoi means you're a guest. You don't have your own house. So here we don't bother you. You should find wood and burn it wherever you are. Rather we tell you go back to the base of Mikdash and burn it there. Kan our Mishnah is talking about Babalabayis, that you're going home and you have your own house in Yerushalayim. You have a place where you could find your own wood and burn it there. So we tell you you're supposed to burn it in your house and use your own wood. Don't use the Beis Hamikdash nika wood. Rashi kan b'chanoi shein le'etzim. You don't have wood. Is alocha sarfim yatzim arochem. Since you're only a guest here in town, we say you're allowed to use the wood from the Beis Hamikdash. Umasnitzin al mishnah that says no. A small amount of meat that became nicer, became tamei, burn it where you live. Somebody that lives in Yerushalayim, you have your own house. But since you have your own wood, we tell you use your own wood and don't use the wood from the Beis Hamikdash. That's Rav Chami bar Ukva's teretz. Rav Papa has another teretz. I'll tell you, both our Mishnah is also talking about a guest, a person that doesn't live here. And this Bryce is also talking about a guest. So why does our Mishnah say you're supposed to burn it privately if you're a guest? I'll tell you, kan shehechzik b'derech, kan shehechzik b'derech. It's even a guest, as Rashi, hechzik b'derech, lo'etrichu lachzer aleitzim. If a person is already on his journey, started to go, so the pshat is he wants to get home. So now we don't tell him you have to look around and find your own wood to burn it privately. We give you the heta to go back to the Beis Hamikdash and use their wood, because we see you're already on the way to go. Mashenka, the person didn't leave yet, he's still in Yerushalayim, so even though he's only a guest here, we consider him like a person living here. You're not on your way home yet, so then our Mishnah says, if you only have a small amount of meat, burn it where you are, even though you're only a guest right now. But look around, find some wood and burn it there, don't use the Beis Hamikdash of wood. Not that this Braisa says no, if you're on the way already, and you didn't go so far, you didn't go outside Yerushalayim, you didn't go too far out of Yerushalayim, you could go back and burn it in the Beis Hamikdash. That's because we don't want to bother you since you're on your way home already. Rav Zvid says, Li'olam k'diyama mikora. Rav Zvid likes Rav Chama bar Ukva's teretz. He likes his teretz, that what the teretz is, one is talking about the Balabos, our Mishnah is talking about a Balabayas that lives in Yerushalayim. Same, since he has his own wood, we tell him, find wood, take your own wood and burn it yourself. And here the price that says you go back to the Beis Hamikdash, he's talking about a guest. You're not living here right now, so it's hard for you to find your own wood. We'll let you go back to the Beis Hamikdash. Kan, he says, this likes the first teretz. Kan bach sanoi, kan babalabayis. V'yaf agav lehechzik v'derech. Even though the person did not start to travel back home again. Still, ach sanoi, since lemaisi you're a guest now in Yerushalayim, even though you didn't start your journey back, havakivan de leslei, since you don't have your own wood here, you're only a guest right now, so that's pshan dispraisa, osu kitzik siknin. We make you like our Mishnah says, a stingy person. A person that doesn't want to spend his own money, spend his own wood, he could go back to the Beis Hamikdash. So there it's not so nice if you have your own house, you have your own wood. But here that a person is only a guest in Yerushalayim, is only an asanoi, here the Rabbanan said, Metchila, you're allowed to go back and take the Beis Hamikdash's wood. The Tanan, now like our Mishnah says, Hatziknin, somebody stingy, doesn't want to use his own wood, is surfing us of Ne'abira. The reason why this person is doing it, because he wants to enjoy the wood of the Maroch of the Beis Hamikdash. He doesn't want to use his own. So Avada, you are allowed to do it. So on your question, Metchila, though, the Rabbanim would rather you don't use from the Beis Hamikdash, but rather use your own. But here that you're an achsanoi, you're only a guest here, the Rabbanim will make you, you're allowed to use Metchila from the Beis Hamikdash. Tanam Rabbonin, Bol Lesorfoy Bechatzor Sayim. If somebody is coming to burn his kachrim that became tummy, and he wants to burn it Bechatzor Sayim in his own backyard, Umayasi Hamarocha, as he's taken the wood off the base of Migdish, and is not burning it there, but taking the wood home and burning in his own house. Is Allah ain't shayun lehen. We don't let him do that. It's not good. We stop him. Lefnei habira. Let's say he wants to burn it in the base of Migdish. Abu mayatze atzmon. He doesn't want to use the yatze marocha. He'd rather use his own wood. He wants to take his own wood, bring it back into the base of Migdish, and burn his kachim that became tamei there. Is also ain't shayun lehen. We don't let him do it. It's not a good thing. We stop him. So Moses says, Bishleim meyatzi amarocham. Bishleim, you understand, you can't take the wood from Hegdish and Bechatzor Seim and burn it in your own backyard. If you have your korban that became tummy, you want to burn it in your backyard. It's good, you understand, you can't take the wood from Hegdish. And Shemin Lehen, we don't listen to you. Why? Dilma Feisher Minayim. Maybe you'll have some wood left over. You won't use all the wood. You took three pieces of wood off the Marocha, off the Mizbeach. And you'll only use two pieces right now to burn your carbon. And we're afraid this third piece of wood that's still left over, maybe you come to use it for your own purpose. And that'll be a nisa mila, the benisa takola. So that's, we understand, you can't take the atzim arocha to your house and use it privately. Even though for burning the kutchim there's no isser, it's not considered you having your own hanor. So Rashi says, l'day takola, l'enis me'em hanor yisacheres. But this hanor that you're burning your kachim ain't by mila. Here there's no mila. The Chur has the question, why not? You're using Hegdish's wood and you're using it for your own purpose. You're burning your own kachim. So Rashi says that tonight Bezdinu, the Almanas came Magdishin Oisai. When the Bezdin first made the wood Hegdish, they made a Hegdish on this tonight. That if anybody wants to use the wood to burn his own kachim that became Tomei, that's the use of this wood. So you're allowed to do it. So, Mikir Adin, you're allowed to take this wood home and burn the wood to burn your kachim. But we're afraid maybe you'll take too much wood, you'll have a piece left over, and you'll come to use it for your own private use, that would be an isamila. So that's why we understand you can't take Hegdish's wood and take it home. Elo lefnei habira. Meyatzei atzmon my taima. Why can't you take your own wood into the base of Migdish and make a fire there and burn your kachim? What's wrong? There's no isamila there. You're allowed to take your own wood. And the Gemara, Rav Yosef Omar, Shulei Levayish Esmi Sheinloi. We don't want to be Mavayish. Somebody that doesn't have his own wood. It's once you're in the Beis Hamikdash already, it's not nice to use your own. Because then other people that don't have their own, you're going to make them Mavayish. So you'll embarrass them. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, we always say, use only from Hegdish. Rav Yosef Omar, another Teretz. Lefnei HaChashad. We're afraid people will think bad things. What happens here? You're going to bring your own five pieces of wood into the base of Migdish and make your fire there and burn your kachim that was tummy. Now, when you finish your fire, you may have some wood left over, which the Meister, that wood belongs to you. You have a right to take it home. Now, if you're going to take that wood home, people that see you taking the wood home are going to be a choshed you. They're going to think that you're stealing from Hegdish. They have a right to think that the wood now you're burning in the base of Hegdish, most probably this wood belongs to Hegdish, supposed to be on the Mizbeach, and this guy is walking home with it now, taking it out of the base of Hegdish. They're going to start thinking you're stealing from Hegdish. So Mishum HaChashad, we don't want people to think that you're stealing. You're not supposed to bring your own wood into the base of Hegdish. That's the second time why you shouldn't use your own wood there. So the Mara might benayu. What's the difference between these two reasons? Ikir benayu, there's a difference. The Icy Koni Vechirusa. Let's say somebody bring reeds into the base of Migdish. That's what you want to use to burn your kachim that are tummy. To loichozi l'marochem. Here, it's not right to use on the marochem. Because on the marochem, for burning, you have to have wood. Strong wood, dried out wood. But you can't use kanim, you can't use reeds. So, mishum chashad, there wouldn't be any chashad here. Anybody sees you walking out with this type of wood, they won't be choshed you that you're stealing from Migdish. They'll know for sure it's your own wood. Because nobody uses wood like this. There's not wood to be used. Right, Tanat Hossam, same type of Allah who learned the Masechta Tamid, Rosh HaMaimid, there's a Rosh HaMashem, a Muna Akach, there's somebody was appointed to take care of this. What did he take care of this person? HaYamaimid Esa Tamein. Any Kohen that became Tamei, so you're responsible, really you shouldn't become Tamei. If you're supposed to be on God now to do the Avodah, you can only do the Avodah if you're Torah. If you become tummy, you can't do the avodah. So we have a time when you, why did you let yourself become tummy? So this person, the special moon, a special policeman, like, used to put all the kind of that came tummy al shar hamizrach. He used to put all these kind of in a special place on the east gate. That's what he used to do with them. So the more my timer, why we do this for? Why do we take all the kanim and put them on these gates? Omer Rabbi Yosef Yosi says, today Levayshon, we want to embarrass them. We want to teach them, next time be careful not to make yourself tummy. So we want everybody to see that you are tummy. You'll become very embarrassed. And next time you'll be careful not to do this. Rabbi says, no, there's a chashad here. If people will see you that you're not doing the avodah, they're going to think, you know why he's not doing the avodah? Because he got a better job today. You're a kohen. You're supposed to be on duty today. You're supposed to do the avodah. How come you're not working? They'll think, you know why he's not working? They won't know because he's tummy. They'll think he got a better job today. So b'nei hachashad, we put all these people that are tummy in one place. So everybody looks to him. Everybody knows that the reason why he is not doing the avodah is because he's tummy. My benayah, what's the difference between these two reasonings? Why do we put all the kohanim that are tummy in one place? You have a person that's a mefunik. That means the person is lazy, he doesn't do any work. He's not a guy that does work. So if this kohen doesn't come to do the avodah today, nobody's going to chayshid him to think, you know why he's not coming? Because he found a better job. Because this guy never does any work at all. So mela, people will know the reason why he's not doing the avodah today, mistaken because he's tummy. He's just stammed that the kohen should be lazy not to come. That we're not afraid of. Who? Why should we think he's stammed lazy? He'll do the avodah. The only chash is, Mustami got a better job today. But if the person is mafunik, it means he never does any work in his life, so we're not afraid that people will think he got a better job, and people won't be choshed him. If he's not doing the avoid in the base of Midrash, they'll know Mustami's tummy. In Nami, another case is, the kogodol shishura. The person is doing a type of a work, he's peeling pieces of wood, sticks. It's Rashi, Inami the godol shishura, mafshile chabolim, he's peeling sticks. She umnis kala. It's a very small work to do. You don't get too much pay for it either. Oschara mach. You get a little pay for that. V'yein b'nei yodim chashudim sheyichodlu milavu la'avoid b'vnei bitum lochazum. Nobody will be choshed you that you're a kohen. And today we see he didn't come do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Nobody will think, you know why he's not doing it? Because he would rather go and do his work of peeling sticks. As everybody knows, peeling sticks, you get 2 cents for it. So nobody, no normal das, would say, I want my 2 cents rather than doing the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. So for sure, if he's not here, people will know the reason why is because he's tummy. So here also there's no chshad. So if the reason is we put all the current kohanim tameim there because we want to embarrass them, that applies to these people also. We want to embarrass you that next time you'll be careful not to make yourself tummy. But if that's not the reason, now the only reason is because we don't want you, so we're afraid that people will think that you're not coming to work because you want to do other work. By these two cases, you won't have it. So, the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Sheyotza. A carbon Pesach that you took it outside had a psul yotze on it. Oisha Nitma, or else the carbon became tummy. Is Alocha Yisarif Miyad. Supposed to burn the meat right away. This is called the psul beguf. There's something wrong with the guf of the carbon itself. The carbon itself, you are yotze. So, it depends what it is. If you took the chalofim, the fats, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, it becomes posel. If you take the meat, which is kochim kalim, outside Yerushalayim, it becomes posel. So if you took the meat outside, the meat now is posel, you're not allowed to eat it. It's called the psuf in the guf of the meat itself. Therefore, the loch is, you're allowed to burn it right away. You don't have to wait overnight till ibetzurim, but you're allowed to burn it right away. What about nitnu habaylim? The korban pesach itself, everything is okay. Just the owner of the korban became tummy. Now that the owner became tummy, the owner can't eat the meat. So the maaser, what do you do with this meat now? You have to burn it. Oy shemeso. Let's say the owner died. So now, as far as the korban itself goes, there's nothing wrong with it. This meat really is Torah Dika meat. If there would have been an owner here, it would have been eaten. But now that the owner is not here anymore, the din is you have to burn it. So this is called the psul, not in the korban itself. It's called the psul machmas dobracher. Something else is causing that you're not allowed to eat. This meat can't be eaten. So in such a case, the locher is two batzerosin. The Yisorif, the Shishosa, you're not allowed to burn it right away. You can't burn it on Erev Pesach. No, first you have to wait until the Ibatsura, until you leave the meat overnight, that then it becomes nicer, and now it's called the Psulaguf. Once you leave the meat overnight, it became nicer. You're not allowed to eat the meat anymore. That's called Ibatsura, like something that the shape or the look of the meat changes.
It means you left it overnight. So now that it's noiser, it's called the psula guf, and now you're allowed to burn it. But here the question is on Pesach itself, the 15th day, it's Yom Tov. And the halacha is ain't sarf from kachin b'Yom Tov. So therefore Rashi says, the Mishnah, you're only allowed to burn it first on the first day of Chol HaMoed. You have to wait till b'shish osah, burn it the 16th day. Reb Yechonon and Rebbe Weimer, after, no, even in the case where just the owner, the Baidlan, became Tomei by the Korban Pesach, is also yisarf miyad, you're allowed to burn it right away. Since nobody can eat this meat right now, it's also considered like a psula guf, and you're allowed to burn it right away. Rashi says, Nitmu abayla moishe mesu, tiyem psula begufon, elamachmas dovracha, shen lo yechlin. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlek is, Rabbi Yechlin and Ruki and the Chom is. The Chom is saying if the owner became Tomei, so even though he's not allowed to eat the meat now, but there's nothing wrong with the meat. So you can't burn the meat right now, you have to leave it overnight. And Rabbi Yechlin and Ruki says no. He yells that right now you're allowed to burn the meat. Since the Bailam is Tomei, he can't eat it, you're allowed to burn it right now. Tomorrow says, Bishleim et Tomei, I understand if the meat became Tomei. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'habosar asher yiga b'chol Tomei. Anytime any meat of kachim that touched something Tomei, so the meat became Tomei, is alocha lo yoichol, you're not allowed to eat this meat anymore. If meat of kodesh is Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. And what do you have to do with it? Beish yisarif, you have to burn it. So that's very good, the first part of the Mishnah it says, if the korban itself became tomei, you serve, you have to burn it. How do I know you have to burn it? That's this pasuk that the bosta that became tomei is based yisarif. Elo yaitzim inolim. But the first part of the Mishnah that says if you took either the fats or the meat of the korban and took it outside its machitzis, either outside Yerushalayim or else outside the Beis Hamikdash for the chaylev, is you have to burn it also. For Gemara, how do we know that a psul yaitze taking it out of its place, you have to burn it? Says the pasuk says, "Hey loyhuva es domoy ela kodesh penima." They did not bring the blood of the korban into the kodesh hakadoshim, into the penima. What is this? This is the pasuk. Now, what's the pasuk talking about? That omol loy Moshe liyaron. Moshe had a tiny taron, and Moshe asked Aaron, "Madu lo yechalte mesachatis?" The case there was by the Mluim that it was Rosh Chodesh, and they brought the Korban Shor Rosh Chodesh. Now the Korban Shor Rosh Chodesh, Aaron burnt it, and he did not eat it. So Moshe was asking Aaron, how come you burnt the Korban? Why didn't you eat it? The Kor was a Chattis, and the Korban Rosh Chodesh is a Chattis. A Chattis, the Kanam is supposed to eat it. So how come, Aaron, how come you burnt this Chattis? Why didn't you eat it? That was Moshe's question to Aaron. So Amole Moshe li Aaron, Madua lo yechalte mesachatis? How come you didn't eat this korban chatis? Shemba maybe nichnas domo lefnai lefnim. Maybe what happened was by mistake you took the blood of this korban and you brought it where you weren't supposed to into the kodesh hakadoshim. And if you brought the blood into the kodesh hakadoshim, then I understand why you burnt the kachim. Oh maloy, Aaron answered back, Lav, no, that's not what I did. I didn't bring the blood in. Oh maloy, so Moshe had questioned then. So I'm still I have a question. Why did you burn it? Shema, maybe chutzla mechitzasa yotasa. Maybe you took the meat of this korban and took it outside its mechitzas, outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's why you should burn it. Or maloy, Aaron answered back, Lav, ba'kodesh hoisa. No, this korban chatis, this year Rosh Chodesh, was here in the Beis Hamikdash the whole time. Or maloy, so Moshe answered the asked back to Aaron, I ba'kodesh hoisa. If this korban was in the Beis Hamikdash the whole time, ve'hein loy huves domoy, ela kodesh penima. And you did not, by mistake, take the blood of this korban and bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you didn't do anything wrong with this korban chatis. So the Torah says, Moshe asked Aaron, Madu lo yechalte moisor? How come you didn't eat the meat then? Like Moshe didn't understand why Aaron didn't eat it. We'll soon see in the days why Aaron did not eat the meat. But I call upon him, we see from these questions that Moshe was asking Aaron, Mechlal etzarayan, dinofik, if it was true that Aaron by mistake took the meat outside the mechitzes, he took it outside the Beis Hamikdash, it has a psul yotza, inami ayel damo lefnim, or else if by mistake they took the blood and brought it inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the halacha is bas reifi. Then it's mashma Moshe understood why Aaron should have burnt this korban chatis. So we see clear from this pasuk that if you did one of these two things, you... Or else if the meat when Yotzei, when out of its mechitz, out of the Beis Hamikdash, then you have to burn it. So that's how our Mishnah knows to say that if the meat went out, was Yotzei, you have to burn it right away. So where it says, Bishleima nitma goli rachmona, from the first posik, you say, how do you know if meat becomes tamei? You're supposed to burn if kotcher becomes tamei. Goli rachmona, the posik says, b'kotcher kalim. That's what the posik is talking about by Korban Shlomim. Al-Bazoi, kol shechein b'kodesh ha-kadoshim. For sure, by Korban Chattis or an Oshim or an Oila, that's a Kodesh Kodoshim, that's more chum and more strict. For sure, if the meat becomes tamei, you have to burn it. Elo Yotzei. But you're telling me now, how do we know that if the meat went out of the mechitzas, went outside the Beis Hamikdash, you have to burn it? Ashkechon, you only tell me a positive now by Aaron and Moshe, Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's talking about a Chattis. A Chattis is a Kodesh HaKadoshim. Maybe that's more strict. There Moshe understood why Aaron should have burnt it. But kochim kalim, let's say regular korban shlomim, only kochim kalim or korban pesach, that's only kochim kalim minolan. How do I know here by this type of a korban? Like Almi, how did our Mishnah know to say that after korban pesach the meat was taken outside the mechitzas, you're supposed to burn it right away? There's another kasha we have. Hode tanya, that's what we learned. Lon doma. Let's say the blood was left overnight. You didn't make the zrika. Halacha is by a korban, you're supposed to make the shechita by day, and the zrika has to be done by day. If the blood is left over till it comes shkiyas hachama, it's turned chal already psul lina, you're not allowed to use this blood anymore. The tanya lon doma. Let's say the blood was left over, you didn't make the zrika by daytime, the dam is posul now.